6 new electric buses that run on an express route between the Kimball Junction and Old Town Transit Centers were rolled out June 23rd, and city and county leaders turned out to celebrate the occasion. In their short speeches, more than one of them, including Park City Councilmember Nan Worrell, asked attendees to spread the word, ride the bus.
As we all know, the more folks that we can get on buses, thank you for all riding the bus, the less congestion we're going to have on our roads.
Acknowledging that the new electric buses weren't running prior to this event, but that the pink line from the Old Town Transit Center was, it just takes longer, I asked Worrell how she got to the event. She drove because just after the event, she had an appointment to get to in Salt Lake. While she's a big supporter of those choosing to ride the bus, she understands how difficult it can be for those who don't have convenient access. There's no bus stop in her neighborhood, Hidden Oaks. However, there are times, she says, that using the bus, like during Sundance, is necessary. So she figures out a way to get to Deer Valley Resort to pick up the bus there.
You know, we don't have shoulders, and it's not really a safe road to walk on after dark. So that's a challenge. And then in the wintertime, it's not safe to walk. So it's a challenge.
Park City Council members Becca Gerber and Andy Bierman rode their bikes from Old Town to meet Cindy Matsumoto at her business and drove together, using just one vehicle when it would have been easier to take three. Bierman says he has since ridden the Electric Express and found it very convenient, especially since it's just a short walk from his house to the Old Town Transit Center.
They and I had a little date night, took the bus out, and I was amazed. Coming back, it was 11 and a half minutes. And that includes the two stops.
Park City Councilmember Tim Henney said he drove. This was one of several stops that he made in one outing in his car. He added that while it's not nearly as impactful as using transit or an alternate mode, it does in a pinch. Summit County Councilmember Kim Carson, who lives in Silver Creek, drove her hybrid vehicle to the event. She, too, lives in an area that isn't served by mass transit, so she does her best to plan her trips and gets to a bus stop when necessary.
I try to group my trips, and I really don't go out unless I have to. And then when we do have activities in town during, like, busy time, we do go to and park our car and take transit. You know, during Sundance, when we go skiing, we often park and then take a bus into the resort.
Councilmember Doug Clyde, who lives in Oakley, drove his electric vehicle to the event, which was held just a few days before the new Camas Express route began. Summit County Councilmember Glenn Wright lives in Prospector and rode his bike to the event, which was mostly downhill. To get home, he put his bike on the new Electric Express and took it to the Old Town Transit Center and then rode home from there, again, pretty much all downhill. Councilmember Roger Armstrong drove to the event but says he would have ridden his electric bike if there had been time. He had a meeting at Quinn's Junction, he said, that ended just a few minutes before the event at Kimball Junction started. Councilmember Chris Robinson didn't attend the event. The new Electric Express runs 7 days a week between 7 a.m. and midnight. The buses are on a 10-minute frequency and make just two stops between the two transit centers at Fresh Market and at the Canyons Cabriolet. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.